We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anti-Olympics. It's really anti-consistent with what we discussed on the schedule. It's anti-disruption to the season. What it does to the momentum, the fact that we would disappear in February.
Gary Bettman giving you some reasons why his best players are staying at home, why they're not participating in the Olympics.
Andrew, I know you're looking at it from a selfish perspective. You wish they were playing. Do you not see what Bettman is saying? How can you
No,
not,
I do.
How can you not see the point he is making?
No, I'm not.
And I get it that you want to watch it, and I would love to too, but you have to see his side of this.
Oh, I do. But
okay, that's all I wanted. That's just as long as I can clarify
if,
that.
If we're dividing the sides of the argument here and who is aligned or who stands where, you've got Gary Bettman and the NHL owners together. Then you've got the players and fans of the sport on the other side. And you probably have a few fans that see the owner's point of view, but Penguins fans are also Americans. By and large, and I guess I am through my own personal experience saying when the Penguins have gone away for 2 weeks, the last two Olympics I've been here for, both times I sensed that Penguins fans jumped into the Olympics, you know, went sprinting into the Olympics, got into it both times, and didn't really miss that the NHL was away for 2 weeks. You know, the national pride that takes over. Watching some of your Penguins players on American teams. Seeing the best of the best duke it out. I mean, it's an all-star game where people actually give a rat's ass. Where guys try hard.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
And, you know, there were some complaints about the quality of the hockey 4 years ago. I disagree with that. I still, for me, it was appointment viewing. And it's the sport at its best. People like to say it's the Stanley Cup playoffs. For me, if you tell me I can only watch one version of hockey, Olympic tournament-style hockey with the pros, open ice, or the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm picking the Olympics. Fans, let's get some more of your thoughts on this. You've heard our takes, 412-928-9370. Here's Chuck. He's on the fan. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I agree with Pony here. As a hockey fan, as a Penguin fan, I mean, I don't mind. The 2 weeks is actually kind of refreshing. If you ask me what I would rather watch tonight in February, the Penguins taking on a horrible Senators team or maybe Canada-USA or Canada-Russia or USA-Russia, I would definitely rather watch an Olympic hockey game tonight than the Penguins versus the Senators, at least for a couple weeks.
I like the way it breaks up the season, too. You get hugely important big-time games. In February, the Super Bowl ends. We don't have March Madness. We don't have the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's the closest thing we'll get to a big game for a long time, an Olympic hockey game.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to ask you guys a question. I mean, what would it take for the players to get leverage? I mean, if the NHL saw some of the overseas players, Ovechkin, Malkin, you know, they've already lost some guys at the KHL. If they keep losing maybe more Russian superstars and European players because they're upset with the way the NHL is going and they know they can make money overseas playing the sport and playing the Olympics, would that give the players a little bit more leverage in this situation?
I don't know. I'll say this. I think if they're not going to go in 4 years, that would put Ovechkin at 36, 35, 36 years old,
Sydney,
37.
Sydney'd be 34. But, you know, you just like to think he's still, if they go, he'll be there, but provided his health okay.
The point I'm trying to make is I could see in 4 years, if Ovechkin's contract is close to coming up and he's got to make a decision, do I stay in the NHL for a couple more years or do I go over and play in Russia and get a chance to participate in the Olympics? Maybe he would pick the latter.
At that point of his career, maybe.
But I don't think the NHL is concerned that because of their stance on the Olympics, they're going to lose the best players from Russia. We pay the best. So until that changes, the NHL will still get the best players from Europe and Russia. Here's Rich. Hi, Rich. You're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. As much as I'd like to see the highest quality of hockey being played in the Olympics, and I would like to see the NHL do right by the players by allowing them to play, would you really want to, like, you know, risk the Penguins, tanking their season or something if something happened to Sid or Gino? Like, is Olympic gold more important to you than a third Stanley Cup championship? For me, I feel like it's a fleeting thing. It would be great. It would be wonderful. I mean, realistically, Canada's probably going to win, just like the Steelers playing the Patriots every year. You have that hope, and then, you know, it never really goes your way. And as an American, that's kind of crushing to deal with. But is that more important to you to have Olympic gold than another Stanley Cup?
Well, you know, that's everybody's individual choice. You know, maybe for some guys, Europeans, it would rather have the gold medal. Other people,
it's at least a debate.
Absolutely, it's a debate. And it's a very interesting call.
And I think the NHL sends a very strong mixed message. It's not okay for guys to go over and play in Korea, but they need to get this World Cup of Hockey thing off the ground. So right before the NHL season starts, they have no problem making their NHL players participate
Again,
in that event.
It's the timing. You're not shutting down your league.
But there's the same risk of injury in that.
There is the same risk of injury, but I think if they were getting something back out of it, they would take that risk. But they don't feel like it's worth it.
It seems to make a big difference, too, that it's in either China or South Korea.
Well, the time difference
here, you don't have the time zone.
The time zone difference is what makes it so hard. It really does.
But if they have shown that they don't get a boost from the Olympics when it's played in Vancouver, why does it matter the setting or the location of the games? Because Bettman is even saying that coming out of the 2010 games, they didn't see an uptick in ratings.
They don't feel like it's helping them. So it's a lot easier to do when you don't have to go to Korea or Japan or China or wherever. It's a lot easier not to go.
Larry's on the air. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Guys, I love your show. And listen, my take on this whole thing, I'm 64 years old, and I'm like, I love watching the Olympics, but I believe that it really is it's an amateur competition.
Not anymore. It isn't, man. Not anymore. These guys are all compensated. Well, they're all paid. It's the amateurism ideal died a long time ago, sir.
Right, but my point, though, I'm going back to the very first dream team in basketball. I mean, come on, that was a joke. Look who we sent over there. I don't think we won a game by less than 40 points. So,
I was there. I was there for all of it. I saw the first game was the United States against Angola, and I think Charles Barkley threw one of those guys, just threw him down on the court. It was ridiculous.
I understand it was. It might have been competitive for other countries. For us, it was a cakewalk. And
yeah, but you know what, though, Larry? Just because other countries aren't on equal footing with us or not as good as us, that doesn't mean you don't send your best players over. It's up to the other countries or nations in the world to catch up to us. We shouldn't be penalized because we're better than everybody. That's on them.
Well,
improve your teams.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, all that being said, again, I love to see USA up there with the gold medals. I do. I really do. And I think it is wrong that the owners are not letting these guys go. But I still believe it should be, although it's not, it should be amateur.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate you listening. I mean, was it amateurs versus amateurs in 1980?
The Russians were the best team in the world.
Right,
they were professional, and that's why it made it so compelling when the college kids beat them, especially at the height of the Cold War. I mean, look what was going on in the world at that point.
Yeah, the politics of the time really made that the biggest sports moment of
our lifetime, of the 20th century.
Right.
Absolutely.
412-928-9370. Good topic. A lot of different opinions on it. Pitt did something on Sunday that, to the best of my knowledge, they had never done before at a basketball game. And it's my understanding that they're going to keep that going tonight against Boston College. Very interesting dynamic here in play with Pitt and its head coach and what Pitt might be trying to do for its head coach tonight and for the remaining games on the schedule. We'll talk about that and more. Eric will keep you updated on what's going on with the Pirates in Bradenton. It's Cook and Pony, 412-928-9370 on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.